Segment B, Volume 2, Chapters 1, 2, and 3. All right, we've switched to Volume 2 now. This is actually your introduction to the concept of authority, introduction to legal research, and introduction to legal writing. And when I say introduction, it's really more than that, because you're going to be learning some of the tools and techniques that will stay with you throughout your career as a paralegal, or indeed if you go on to law school someday, you'll keep these skills with you throughout your career as a lawyer as well. That's how important these are. Let's cover what you'll learn in this segment. You'll be able to identify various forms of authority. There are more that we'll talk about later, but in this introductory level, we're going to talk about the difference between primary authority and secondary authority, along with a mention of non-authority. Primary authority, as we'll see, is law. Secondary authority is non-law. Non-authority is anything that you would not quote in that circumstance. You're going to learn the IRAC system of legal analysis. There are very few things I can say that every law school teaches its budding lawyers, but this is one of them, the IRAC method. It's a great tool. It has the interesting characteristic that after you learn the IRAC method, it actually puts less pressure on you to come up with what the law is, because it teaches you to rely on what the law says that the law is. So you use other forms of authority to make your argument. And at the end, instead of relying on your own opinion, which we don't care about, you don't care about my opinion, I don't care about your opinion, we care about the law. And this gives you that kind of power. We'll talk more about that later. To be able to prepare a legal memorandum, specifically an interoffice memorandum, you'll learn how to read cases and statutes. You'll begin to understand the system of legal research. You'll actually develop some of the foundational skills here that you will build on later. And you'll utilize legal encyclopedias. You'll also develop a general understanding of the law library, Westlaw, and Lexis. Those are the online legal research systems. Your assignments for Segment B are the demand letter and client correspondence. Those won't take long. They're important, but they're not real complex. It is important that you create them professionally, and when you're done, put them in your client file folder. The interoffice memorandum, though, will take you longer than you think. It's a really important assignment. At the end of the day, I think it's actually probably the most difficult assignment in the program. Everybody gets afraid of the eventual trial brief and motion for summary judgment, but those are prepared at a time when you already have the skills. Here you're going to be laying down some of those skills in creating this memorandum. So don't skimp on this. Put real effort into it. Use the legal writing lab, which helps you to prepare your documents. That will all benefit you. The legal movie recommendation is one of the great all-time legal movies, Philadelphia. This is another Academy Award winner. Also, I believe, won Tom Hanks an Academy Award for Best Actor. You can view the trailer here. This was actually based on a true story, a very important story in terms of civil rights, and especially civil rights for those with disabilities. Even though it concentrates on a person with AIDS, it was important for establishing precedents and applying precedents, I should say, for people who had disabilities. It's just a wonderful movie, a beautiful movie, a powerful movie. Make sure you go over the relevant to this segment part of this so you can try to answer those questions or observe those comments as you're watching the movie. Again, just a fantastic movie. Hope you will take the time to see it. Let's go on and start with Chapter 1, Foundations of Authority.